UA Chilo's Office of Mauna Kea Management is responsible for managing 11,500 acres of land atop Mauna Kea. Fritz Klasner is the Natural Resource Program Manager.
We want to make sure that whether it's the public coming up or commercial tours or astronomy, that we're not contributing to invasive species issues. It includes insects, but also vegetation.
Klasner says the staff can't do it alone. So far, community members, students, and soldiers have logged more than 1,500 hours working on Mauna Kea.
The most common activity that we do are pulling fireweeds and other invasive weeds, so around where most people come to visit and where most of the astronomy support infrastructure is. By removing invasive species, we're less likely to get seeds and plant materials that get transported up to the summit. We also are removing food and habitat for some of the invasive insect species.
Volunteers also just planted 100 new starts of the endangered silver sword behind the Mauna Kea Visitor Center. It's one step in a federal recovery plan for the silver sword, which by 1986 had almost disappeared thanks to wild sheep and goats. From Hawaii Island, this is Sherry Bracken for Hawaii Public Radio.